Did you know that your energy vibration frequency is your greatest asset? What I'm going to share with you in this video is why is that? What is it? How is it determined? Or how do you determine that? And how can you practically apply it? Okay? I'm Dina Marais, founder of Soul Purpose Publishing and Coaching, and I work with entrepreneurs to expand their business, their brand, their visibility in harmony with their soul essence. In short, soul alignment for a soul-aligned business. So let's dive into this. So why is it your greatest asset? It's because it's with your energy vibration frequency that you create your life and your business. It's through your frequency. And another word for that is your state. Your mind, body, emotional state. Because your state, whatever you are feeling at any moment, is an energy field. In fact, we are energy. If we can see ourselves without the body, and I may tell you things that you already know, but it's always good to be reminded of them. But if you would take your body away or see through the body, it's everything. It's just energy. You're like a physical magnet, really a magnet, attracting to you experiences that match your vibration, okay? And how it's manifested is, of course, through your thoughts, your feelings, your words, your actions. Actually, thoughts and emotions are your first manifestation. You know, you've heard the saying that says, thoughts are things, okay? So when we think, we feel. And it's that feeling that energizes the thought, and that makes it become a thing. That is then, the emotion is the first manifestation, and then it attracts to you whatever is matching your vibration. So, of course, we have high vibration and low vibration. And high vibrations are the emotions, the frequency. So every thought, every words, actions, thoughts, feelings, emotions, all have frequencies. And the higher frequencies when we have thoughts that elevate our emotions to that of joy and gratitude and excitement and abundance thinking and prosperity thinking, that's all high vibration. Peace, willing, acceptance, appreciation. That's all high vibration thoughts and emotions and what be words. And as we go down past that to the other end of the scale, we get fear and we get anxiety and we get all the stress emotions, guilt and shame, all of those reside at the bottom. It's also, of course, a state. However you are feeling is what you are radiating. And we always act from state. We are always in a state. Always in a state. Your energy field is always there with you. And we always act from state. Whatever we respond or react from state, whatever action we take or whatever comes out of our mouth. So, I hope that makes sense. So I always talk about it as a supply chain of the mind. We think, we feel, that puts us in that mind-body state, and then we speak and we take action. And then, of course, there's a result after the action. There are consequences that happen after the action. And that's how we create our lives. That's a supply chain. So if you change the way you think about something, it changes the supply chain because you will feel differently. And it means that you will take a different action. You will say different things. If you change the way that you feel consciously, thinking of a word or an emotion, calmness, appreciation, acceptance, it changes your state. It changes your energy immediately. It raises your lifts it. And then again, you will take a different action. So these are your powers. These are our powers of creation that we have been all been born with. And our job is to learn to use them consciously so that we can deliberately create the lives that we want. Of course, that is a discipline. It's a practice to do that. So what determines your vibration? Let's look into that. Of course, your vibration, your state. What determines your state? As we have just said, your thinking, your thoughts. What are you thinking about all day? What do you think about things happening around you? That determines what we see and hear and feel and touch and taste and smell, that stimulates our senses, how we perceive the world. And then, of course, we make meaning of it. So we first represent it in our brain. Okay, this is what I saw. And then the next thing that we automatically do is we make sense of it. We categorize it. Is it good or bad? And our brain files it in a cluster with other related kind of things. Okay? So, I said the senses, but the most important factor that determines your energy vibration is your self-image. Is what you think about yourself, how you see yourself in relationship to everything around you, relationship to other people, to your business, to places, to making decisions. That's all determined by your self-image, and that is the highest driver that you have. Your innermost conversations are the ones that determine your vibration and are the ones that determine how you respond to life, how you create your business, okay? So it's then really important to consciously become aware of what you're thinking, of how I always think about it as, all these thoughts, because if we don't do anything, then if you just sit still for a moment, there will the most random thoughts come up in your mind. If you don't discipline your mind to choose what you think about, you will think about anything. It's like Alice in Wonderland. If you don't choose the road that you want to go down, then anyone will do. Okay? And yes, we have about 65,000 thoughts a day. The scary thing is, it's the same thoughts we had yesterday, the day before, the week before, the month before, the year before, the decade before. 95% of what we are thinking of, these thoughts, are on autopilot, our subconscious. So the first step to becoming aware of your vibration is self-awareness. Is to become aware of what am I feeling and what am I thinking. And not just to, see where it takes me. So that's very important. And then how to apply it. So let's take an example. Sorry for the helicopter in the distance, if you can hear it. So say that you are a five-figure coach, 5 figures a year, and you really want to go to 6 figures. And by the way, these are my ideal clients. We want to break through to the six figures and somehow doesn't happen. Self-sabotage. And this is exactly how we do self-sabotage. It's because of these doubts about who we are and if we can do that and are we good enough. And if that's the way that you see yourself, you're going to stay stuck where you are. Okay? Because where you are now, let's say five figures and six figures, are two different vibrations, two different places of frequency. Both of them is a place of how you think in that frequency, how you feel in that frequency, the actions you take in that frequency, how you trust and surrender, how you see yourself, is two different places. And for you to fulfill your vision to be in this space of six figures and beyond, you've got to live there. You have to become familiar with what it's like to be there. You've got to practice that state, that frequency, that vibration. You've got to think. It's a different way of thinking, feeling, and acting. It's just a different way. And a big thing there is our capacity to let go of control. That's a big thing. That is the biggest thing. Because, you know, we have the universal fears of I'm not good enough, or I don't belong, or fear of abandonment, fear of rejection. And this happens at every level that we would like to advance to. Every level. At every new level, we think, oh my God, am I good enough? What will people think of me if I raise my prices? What will they say? Who do I think I am? It happens at every level. Okay? So, just want to check here quickly. So, it's to ask yourself, if I already have what I want, who would I be? How would I be? How would I think? What thoughts would fill my mind? How would I feel? How would I view attracting clients? How would I do my marketing if I already have what I want? It's a whole different ballgame. Okay, so the main thing is it's a practice. There are five steps always that I work with my clients. I call it the five steps of manifesting a new reality. The first one is to get clear. You have to decide what you want and be clear about that. What is that image? Can you make an image of what you want? You see, you've got to make it tangible. You've got to get definite with the infinite in order to attract what we want. And we are co-creators with the universe. We're anyway co-creators of the universe. It's just to create what we want and not what we don't want. That is the key. Because the universe, the energy, doesn't care. You have free will to create in your human experience as a spiritual being whatever you want. And of course, we are deeply unhappy when we don't manifest the things that we do want. And we want the things that make us feel good. And that is the catch of the whole thing. We've got to feel that first before we can attract it to us. Does that make sense? So, as I said, sorry, I lost my train of thought. So it's get clear. Get clear on what you want and decide it. There's very, so much power in the word decision. and just say, I decide this is what I want. I'm clear, I decide this is what I want. The second step for me is to start connecting with the essence of your true self. What are the states, the vibrations that you will express when you have what you want? Is it joy, gratitude, excitement, appreciation, letting go, forgiveness? And then the third thing is, of course, there are triggers, because your false self is not going to go so quickly away. So the doubts, the self-sabotage, that's the old habitual thinking. And there are certain things that trigger us. Maybe it's a word, maybe it's seeing, oh my God, I didn't get any likes on this post. Maybe it's doing a live and seeing, oh my, you know what, nobody even showed up. I've got no comments. Nobody was here. And I've seen so many people doing lives, including myself, with no audience. It's what we give that's important. We don't give to get. We give because we love expressing. We give because we love what it is that we are all about. We give because it's our soul essence to give. Okay? So come from that space and just be in that higher vibration of loving what you do, loving the moment of that what you're doing. Okay? So clearing the triggers is very important. And of course, that is quite specialized in the way that I do it anyway, because people come to me when they've tried everything else. Nothing worked. And I have the talent to find that thing that is holding this whole self-sabotaging thing in place. And we dismantle all those triggers. And the next thing is to practice. Practice the new vibration. The mind learns with repetition. The mind learns with repetition. And we are so often jumping from the one thing to the next, to the next. Today I listened to Abraham Hicks. And then tomorrow I'm going to listen to Eckhart Tolle. And then the next day I'm going to listen to Bob Proctor. But I never practice anything. Because it's in the practice. And they all say the same thing. We all say the same thing. It's about vibration. It's about practice. It's about being present. It's about becoming self-aware. It's universal. It's to find that for you. What is your practice so that you can monitor and be aware of the quality of your thoughts, the quality of your states, which is the quality of your energy, vibration, frequency. That is it. And then the fourth thing that will, as a result of the practice, because it raises your vibration, is to take inspired action. To first be in the vibration before you take the action. Okay? Don't ever take action when you feel fear or guilt or shame or stress. Don't do anything. Go for a walk. Be present. Connect to your heart. Feel the outcome as you have that state of the outcome of having it. And then you take action. That's powerful. Then you've got the whole universe behind you. Okay? Okay, let me end off. So, to give you a call to action is I work with soul alignment, the soul aligned business in a few ways. Of course, I publish books, multi-author and solo books. And just so you know, I'm getting new ones. I'm announcing two new books, multi-author books in April. I'm about to publish my first multi-author book, Amazon bestseller, international bestseller book on April the 1st. My Mess is My Message. I'm sure you've seen that title around here somewhere. That is the first thing. Second thing is I've got a one-on-one program, Soul Alignment. And that, if you're interested in that, top five figure, going to six figure, contact me for a call and we'll see if we are a great fit for this. And then the one that's really an easy entry is the Manifest Your Bliss community. We are a small community. It's a membership where we connect three times a month, and we talk manifesting and talk money manifesting. We have accountability with each other on manifesting our vibration, manifesting what we want. You're welcome to join us. It's, if you want to, I'll put the links up, but here is a link, bit.ly/manifest bliss membership. Okay? And then last but not least, if you're not interested in spending any money on yourself, which is also fine, I have a free ebook called Cultivate Soul Alignment to Manifest the Life or Dream Life and Business. And that you will get at bit.ly/DinaSoulAlignment. I thank you for watching this with me. And if you watch this anywhere, please like it, share it, comment. And if you watch this on YouTube or my podcast, please subscribe. I would really appreciate that. And I'll chat to you next week or soon. Bye for now. Bye for now.